The Diocese of Salisbury has been linked with the South Sudan and Sudan for very nearly 45 years, and therefore we have many friends in that part of the world. And when we heard of the humanitarian crisis with so many people hungry and starving, we felt that we had to do something. And so we've used the Christian season of Lent to raise money for the UK Disaster Emergencies Committee's appeal. And we've set a target of £50,000. And we've raised nearly all of that with a week and a half still to go of Lent before Easter itself. So people have been very generous. And it's because we have friends in the South Sudan whom we care for.
So are you saying that the targeted amount of donation has been reached already?
Well, we set ourselves a target of £50,000. And we have raised, today, it's over £45,000. So I'm very confident that by Easter, which is on Sunday week, a week and a half's time, by Easter day, I'm sure we will have the £50,000.
How is the church going to make this donation reach the victims of famine who are the beneficiaries in this regard?
We're going to give it through a charity called Christian Aid, and they work with people across the South Sudan, but with the humanitarian relief in Unity State. They are feeding people, but they're also finding ways of helping the people to be resilient in terms of fishing and developing food sources, because this needs to be more than just through the present crisis.
As you mentioned earlier, the Diocese of Salisbury has been linked to South Sudan even before the country gained independence. In what other ways has the church been supporting the people of South Sudan?
We have a number of links with schools, hospitals. There's a medical link. Also this Lent, one of the churches in Salisbury has given a gift of £15,000 to a theological college, to Bishop Allison College, as a way of training clergy, because we want to support the South Sudan in order to become resilient and self-sufficient. Another deanery in the diocese has been raising money for bicycles for clergy in the Diocese of Chibet. So there are a number of different ways in which we link. And this is one of the things that is really helpful, that we aren't just giving, as it were, to feed the people who are starving at the moment, but that we're giving in order to help build and rebuild the South Sudan.
In addition to the famine situation, the country is also facing conflict in various parts. As church, how do you view this situation?
Well, I think the church is one of the very few bodies that can help to build peace between people, because Christians are not a tribal people. Christians belong in Christ, and we belong with one another. And tribes aren't what matters. It's our common humanity, our common identity in Christ. And the churches are working for peace and reconciliation in the places of conflict. And so we are supporting people there too.
As Christians around the world mark the periods of Lent, what word of encouragement do you have for the people of South Sudan?
I think the biggest encouragement is for people to realise that they are not on their own, that there are people in other parts of the world who care about them and for them, and who want to support them through this very, very difficult period in your country's history. And so that we want to help people build peaceful lives which are good for everyone and care for the common good. And actually, more than anything else, I think the gifts of money, they're important, but more than anything else, they give hope. They give hope that other people care and that there is going to be a time beyond the present conflict and beyond the present troubles.